Jobbers. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, Wouldn't That Get Your Goat, is an original murder mystery suggested by the Goat Castle Murder, an outstanding feature murder story to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. A terrific electrical storm, accompanied by a high wind and torrential rain, swept the Connecticut countryside. Up on the hill at Twin Oaks, the stately old mansion of the Weeks family, things began to happen.
This is it, Ted. There's a driveway leading up to the house.
Well, don't get out in this storm. Here, let me drive you up the door.
No, you mustn't. I've got this liquor on. I won't get wet. Besides, someone might see. You go ahead and wait for my call. As soon as everything is fixed, I'll call you.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. The place up there is in total darkness. Doesn't seem to be anyone home.
Oh, yes, there is. This storm has probably affected the electric power, that's all.
Look up there. Headlights of the car. Someone just turned them on.
Oh, quick, let me out before they come.
Well,
you drive away. I'll hide in the bushes until they're gone.
Well,
hurry, Ted, please.
Okay, but don't forget. Call as soon as everything's fixed. I'll wait up to your call.
I'll call as soon as I can. You better go. That car is coming. Oh, thank heaven I'm safe. Look at that, being following me.
Jenkins' office, Sheriff talking.
Sheriff, Tom, up to Miss Weeks' house, Sheriff. Come quick. There's been a murder.
Hello there. I'm not sure sounded scared. Murder. Some jaybirds, I better get going. Yeah, I'm glad that storm's let up a bit. I sure am.
Jumping jaybirds. Look at that blood.
Murder, all right.
Murder?
Yep.
Where's that Tom?
What's this?
Yep. Woman's slipper, huh?
That you, Sheriff? Lord, I thought you'd never get here.
Yep, Tom, it's me. Yep. Traveled over as fast as I could. Now, who's been killed?
Well, I don't know, Sheriff. I don't know.
Well, you called me and said someone was being murdered.
Sure enough, somebody was murdered, Sheriff. I heard the screams and the shots. Someone showing up in murder.
Yep. See that for myself. Yeah, that pool of blood out there in the porch proved that. Besides, I found this shoe out there in the steps. Yeah. Now, who's this shoe belong to?
Nobody in this house.
Oh.
There's only Penola and Miss Amelia, and they don't wear no fancy shoes like that.
Oh, no? Miss Amelia, where's she?
She says she's going to bed about an hour ago. I ain't seen her since.
Yeah, well, not even when the shooting started?
No, sir.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's been murdered. Where's her room?
Up there at the head of the stairs.
All right, come on. Going to find out what's happened to her.
Lordy,
Lord. Yeah. Miss Amelia? Sheriff Jenkins. Are you in there? Miss Amelia?
She don't answer.
Well, we're going in there. Yeah, something's happened to her.
She ain't here. She gone.
Bed's all messed up. Looks like she was asleep, and then she was woke up. Got dressed in a hurry, the way things are thrown around here.
It ain't like Miss Amelia. She was always neat and tidy.
Well, come on, Tom. We got to search the house.
Seems to me like the shots I heard come from downstairs.
Oh, they did, huh? All right, we'll search downstairs first.
Wait, Sheriff. Look over there. The door. to go to the library. It's moving. It's closing.
Yes, you're right, Tom. Yeah, there's someone in that room. Now, come on, we're going to investigate.
Maybe that's the murderer in there. Better be careful, sir. He may have a gun.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, he might. Come out of there now. Whoever you are, come out of there before I come in.
No. It's open. Doggone, look, Sheriff. It's a girl.
I may be a girl, but I've got this shotgun, and I know how to use it. Now, don't move or I'll fire.
Now, I'm Sheriff Jenkins. Put down that gun and surrender. You're under arrest.
I'll put down the gun, but you can't arrest me.
Oh, yes, can.
I didn't do anything but shoot at a burglar who tried to break into this house.
Now, hold on. Don't be giving me any cock and bull story like that. Who are you?
I can't tell you that now, but I have every right to be here.
Well,
she's a murderer, Sheriff. Look at her feet. She only got one shoe on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've only got one shoe on. Yes, this slipper in my hand that matches the one you're wearing. Young woman, I arrest you for the murder of Miss Amelia Weeks.
Well, I didn't murder Miss Amelia Weeks. I haven't even seen her.
No, don't try to fool me. You killed her with that shotgun right there. Yeah, we found the blood. We found your slipper beside it where you tried to run away. Now, confess. We got you dead to rights.
I didn't kill her, I tell you. I only fired at some strange, horrible man who tried to break in here.
Huh.
I swear I'm telling you the truth. You must believe me.
Now, hold on. I've known the Weeks family for 40 years. Every blessed ornery one of them. I never seen you before. Perhaps you'll tell us what you're doing in the house.
I don't know, Sheriff. I don't know. I ain't never seen her before. I never let her in.
Now, you hear that? Now, what's that say?
Well, what he says is true. I haven't ever been here before. But believe me, Miss Amelia can explain why I'm here.
Yeah, she could if she were alive. But you killed her. You murdered her. With that shotgun, you...
I didn't kill her. I haven't even seen her. Why do you keep accusing me of this horrible crime?
Well, if you didn't kill her, what are you doing with that gun? Tom here heard the shots and screams. Miss Amelia ain't here.
Wait, listen. I'll tell you the truth. The whole truth.
Well, you're talking sense now. Go ahead.
I came to keep an appointment with, Miss Amelia.
Miss Amelia didn't tell me she wasn't expecting no company.
I know. She didn't even know I was coming here.
Oh, she didn't, huh? Well, then how could you have had an appointment with her? Answer me that.
Please, let me tell you my story. I came here in a car with, a friend drove me here. He let me out of the highway up there.
On a night like this, huh? Why didn't he drive you right up the door? Sounds fishy to me.
I didn't want him to. I had reasons. There was another car in the drive.
I didn't hear no other car driver. Nobody else been here.
Yeah, hear that? Now, what you got to say?
There was a car there, I tell you. Maybe the noise of the storm drowned out the sound of the engine, but the car left as I started to run down the driveway toward the house.
Then the car passed you, huh? Who was in it?
I don't know. I didn't want them to see me, so I hid in the bushes till the car had passed.
Well, why was you so afraid to let anyone see you?
I can't tell you that, but when the car had passed, I started to run down the drive. Then someone jumped out at me and started to chase me.
Who was that?
I was too scared to stop and find out. I ran in the front door and into the library. There was a flash of lightning, and there, pressed against the window, was the strange, leering face of a bearded man.
Then what happened?
Well, I saw the gun rack on the wall. I was scared and excited, and I grabbed the shotgun. The lightning flashed again. The leering face was still there. I screamed, raised the gun, and fired. Then I must have fainted.
Very likely story. But I don't believe it.
Lordy, the man with the beard.
He jumped the jaybird. Who the devil are you? Where'd you come from?
The back door.
Oh, he did.
The only one accessible since this beautiful young lady began taking pot shots at me from the front.
What the Sam Hill are you doing here?
A very private and personal matter of business. I'd rather not discuss with you my country bumpkin.
Don't get so high and mighty with me. I'm an officer of the law. Officer of the law, yes. There's been a murder committed here, and I don't mind telling you you're under suspicion.
How very interesting. Who, may I ask, has been murdered? Where my rural Sherlock Holmes is the body? Where there is murder, there must be a corpse.
Well, don't worry. We'll find it.
That is the man I saw at the window, Sheriff. He's the man I fired at.
He don't look like he shot.
Evidently, my dusky Dr. Watson, the only shot you would find in me is of the alcoholic variety.
Now, don't get me confused. Somebody's been shot. The pool of blood out there proves that. Must be Miss Amelia. She's missing. We got to find the body.
What in the name of ghosts is going on here, Sheriff Jenkins? What does this mean?
Miss Amelia, you ain't dead?
Jumping jaybirds, it's Miss Amelia.
Welcome home, Amelia, my love.
Oh, Mother.
Marion, dear. What have they been doing to you?
Bust my buttons if this thing don't get more mixed up every minute.
I can explain everything, Sheriff. This really is my daughter, Marion. And that no good wastrel standing there is her father.
Why, folks around here always short of you as a...
As a cantankerous old maid.
Now
you know my secret. I married John Roberts Fair when I was a mere slip of a girl going to school.
Exactly, Sheriff, but she turned out to be a shrew. Far more belligerent and unmanageable than Shakespeare's cake.
Just before my Marion was born, he deserted me. The Weeks were a proud family. To save them any disgrace, the baby was sent away to be raised by one of our old servants. When Marion finished her schooling, I decided to bring her home to live with me.
Don't you think, Amelia, my dear, it's time our daughter became acquainted with her father?
No. The less we see of you, the better it'll be for both of us. I've been without a man around this house for 25 years, and I don't intend to have one hanging around now.
Oh, now, come, Amelia. Is that the way you treat your lawful wedded husband?
Quiet. Now let's get to the bottom of all this trouble. Marion, why didn't you meet me at the station as I told you to?
Well, Mother, the storm was so bad that Ted thought it'd be better to drive me over from Redding Junction. We thought we'd get here before you left.
And who, may I ask, is this Ted?
Oh, Mother, please try to understand. I wanted to tell you, but I didn't think it would be like this.
Come now, Marion, don't quibble. I want to know the truth.
Same old Amelia.
Ted is my husband. We eloped yesterday.
A chip off the old block. Like mother, like daughter.
Now, thank you to hold your tongue, John. I'll manage this. Marion, you go to your room at once. We'll discuss your matrimonial status in the morning.
No, you don't. No. Hold on, Miss Amelia. I hate to butt into family affairs, but there's been a murder committed here tonight, and nobody leaves this room until we find the guilty body.
A murder?
Yes.
Sheriff Jenkins, what is this nonsense? Who's been murdered?
Well, we don't know yet. We ain't found the body.
Or I might add the murderer or the motive.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll find him.
Well, get busy. Don't stand there like an idiot. Do something.
another visitor. The plot thickens. You, it is, Sheriff. It may be the corpse come to accuse.
Yes, that's right. All right. Now, don't anybody leave this room.
Oh, it's you, Sheriff. Well, I'm glad you're here to do your duty. There she is, Sheriff Arrester. She's guilty, that wicked, spiteful, murderous old devil.
Oh, now, Ephraim, calm down. What's happened?
She done it.
Who done it?
Done it just like she said she would. She threatened me a dozen times, and now she's done it.
How dare you accuse me, you doddering old fool? Get out of my house.
Not till I see justice done. Now, Sheriff, do your duty. That old hellion shot her.
You mean she shot your wife, Ephraim?
Heck no. My prize milk goat.
You've just heard the front page drama, Wouldn't That Get Your Goat? An original radio play suggested by the Goat Castle Murder, a feature story to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction. Interesting features. Factual articles. Color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In all the history of the sea, there are no chapters more romantic.